Children, we are the heritage of the Lord.
Yes, we are.
Children, we are the heritage of the Lord. Children, we are the heritage of the Lord. We are heavenly reward. The future of the nation as an iron in the hands of a mighty man. So are we children. Children, we are the heritage of the Lord.
Passeth, another cometh, but the earth endureth, abideth forever.
One generation passes, another comes. The earth abided forever. People, you must understand that childbearing or raising offspring is good, but not just for the purpose of multiplication or procreation. Importantly too, for legacy stability and anticipation of a new generation. When we have children, when we raise offspring, we are hopeful or we anticipate another generation. Praise God. You know, today, May 27th, is Children's Day across the globe, all over the world, celebrating the children, celebrating our children. For me, it's not a mistake after all, you know, having a day such as this to come together, to remind ourselves that these children, as we celebrate them, they are the future. To remind ourselves that these children are precious and treasured glory for a better tomorrow, for a new world. Are God bring it?
Bring it.
You see, Jesus has said, suffer the little children, forbid them not to come to me, for such is the kingdom of God. He received them, he carried them on his shoulders. He stopped those that were trying to restrain them to come to him. He said, suffer the little children, stop them not to come to me, for such is the kingdom of God. You know, now it is interesting. Maybe we want to ask ourselves, what is the kingdom of God? Hello, children. Bless the Lord. What is that kingdom of God? By the word kingdom of God, it implies where God himself rules. Interesting. Where God himself rules, characterized by righteousness, obedience, peace, and love. Glory to God. You see, so that is the kingdom of God. So, in this rapport, Jesus was clear. He's relating the heavenly condition here on earth with these little children. Jesus was clear in this rapport. He said, suffer them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Relating the heavenly condition with these little children. On another occasion, he had said, he had vowed, very verily I say unto you, unless you are converted and become like these little ones, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of God. Unless you are converted, that rich man, that big man, that adult, converted and become like these little children, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of God. So now, we can understand that the issue of the children in the program of God is very, very loud. Therefore, our children today should grow with this understanding. Blessed people, our children should be made to grow with this mindset. My dear children, have you listened to me? We've got to grow with this understanding. Children all over the world, the mindset that you are God's heritage, the mindset that you are precious in the hand of God, that the kingdom of God is for us. Can I say the kingdom of God is for me?
The kingdom of God is for me.
Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lord. My people, the people of God all over the world, across religion and faith. Hello? Praise the Lord. Today, our planet, human planet, is being threatened by very terrible circumstances, very terrible situations and occurrences in all our world, ranging from terrorism, kidnapping, brutality, ritual killings, war, terror everywhere, in nations and kingdoms, in Nigeria, all over, insecurity, in America, go to India, in China, United Kingdom, all over the world. Everybody's unsafe. Everybody's is afraid. There is fear in the air. Why? People, they were children. Truly, they were children who grew to become perpetrators of this evilness in the society. They were children who grew to become perpetrators of these troubles, chaos in our society all over the world. What happened? They were born to a family, raised in a home, even given to one religion or the other. The nations of the world must understand that for this reason, the wrath of God is kindled against all nations of the earth. So perfect. May God have mercy on us.
Amen.
May God have mercy on us.
Amen.
Meanwhile, fundamentally, evil, trouble in the world is traceable to the event of this of Satan the devil being cast into the world. Let me say that again. Fundamentally, the problems, chaos we have in the human world is traceable to Satan the devil being cast down to earth. According to that book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 12, it says, "Rejoice, ye heaven, and those that dwell in them." So woe unto the earth, that is cursed be the earth. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath. For he knoweth that the earth but a short time, and God reigneth. This is terrible. And this is the situation of the world. And as priest king of the Tomola universe put it, the ascended messenger of the throne of God. He says, if the problem, chaos in human world came from heaven, then solution. Then can you say solution?
Solution.
Solution must come from heaven. Put your hands together. Put your hands together, everybody. Solution must come from heaven. The problem, troubles in the world over came by reason of casting away the devil from the region of heaven. Then the truth bringer has made the world to understand that solution must come from heaven. Therefore, God's intervention is the setting up of the kingdom of heaven, the throne of God on earth, as promised in the scriptures, to defeat evil, the prince of this world, and to establish righteousness, peace, and joy. If you love that, children, put your hands together. We love that. Hallelujah. The prophecies in the scriptures, Daniel 2:44, Mark chapter 1, verse 15, you have the promise in the Lord's Prayer, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13, the world pray for the kingdom to come, that the will of God might be done on earth, and to overcome that Satan, the devil, the tempter, praise God. Therefore, to all nations and people and kingdoms, parents, governments, the children we have today are our hope for a greater future. The children we have today are our treasure for a better tomorrow. Listen. Listen very well, all people of God. The children we have today are God's glorious hope for a new world. The children we have today, as we celebrate them, as we nurture them, we must grow with this understanding that they are the hope, the treasured hope of God for that new world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's interesting. In the days of Moses, God had this to say about a generation, a rebellious generation. God has this to say about this rebellious generation and their children after them. I'm talking about fathers, mothers, sisters, uncles, parents of no value in the sight of God and their children. Let me read from the book of Numbers chapter 14, verse 9 to 31. Say, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your old number, from 20 years old and upward. You see, this is a nation of Israel. They were rebellious against their God that nurtured them, that fed them, that helped them, that saved them. And this is what it has to say about them. It says, which have murmured against me, see, from 20 years and above, which have murmured against me or rebelled against me, say, doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, oh, glory to God. Little ones, hallelujah. Amen. He said to them, your little ones, which you said should be prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You can see, or what would God do, or what will anyone do with adults that are lost in evil and violence? God had to take the pains. God had to take the pains to wait for that generation of their children to grow, to take the land, to take the promise, to take the inheritance. Glory to God.
Amen.
God had to wait for their children. God, and we have this testimony concerning that generation. We have this testimony concerning that those children that God waited for, that they served the Lord. Children, can you put your hands together for that? They served the Lord all the days of Joshua. They served the Lord even many years after. They served the Lord. They enjoyed peace. They enjoyed freedom. No battle prevailed against them. Such time will visit our world. Such time is the world God wants to create. Our God reigns.
Yes.
People and nations. First of all, parents, then guardians, school teachers, religious leaders, the government of nations. Let us join hands with God in this eternal plan to raise heaven on earth by giving our world, our children, the needed attention to raise them in the fear of the Lord as builders of the society. Remember the written word, train up a child in the way he shall grow, and when he's grown, he will not depart from it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, again, parents must know that the home is a real school for the child. It is a place where greater percentage of what constitutes the child life is learned. Hallelujah. The home is a place where the child learns all the greater percentage of what constitutes his life. Therefore, people of God, the child does not have to be taught directly. He sees what the father does. He sees and learns from what the mother does. So I want to encourage parents, I want to be careful of what they do to their children. You send your child to go and buy a cigarette for you. You are encouraging your child to poke other parents or other children. These are terrible things. These are terrible things. What do you engage your child in? What do you do in the presence of your children? You fight, you quarrel, you curse, you know. You do terrible things. Some parents, they put on very dirty movie in the presence of their children. These are evil things that corrupt our children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you all to think about it now. Because if we, as parents, it's either you are building the future, the life of your child, or you are destroying it. And I say to you, if we today, because if we neglect the children of today, we are creating a dangerous tomorrow. I want to repeat. Because if we don't take care and do our binding duty, if we neglect these children, if we forsake them, if we don't give them the right attention, as David, thank you. You know, if we don't give them the right attention, we are doing, we are creating a more dangerous tomorrow. So strive to build them strong in the fear of God. Societal values are demanded. Try to build them up in societal value, in the fear of God. Priest King Olutomola Rivers had counseled all parents to be world. And he warned that God will hold parents accountable for the corrupt life of their children. He will judge many parents because it is most parents that have failed. May we never fail.
Amen.
Our parents will not fail.
Amen.
They will help us, they will train us. Our government, our leaders, teachers in school. Many teachers have found with so much terrible things doing to children. Remember, the destiny of children are in your hands, kind of. The lives of these little ones are in your hands. How do you nurture them? God will ask you. God will ask that parent. Don't forget, these children, as we celebrate them today, they are God's treasured hope for a new world. Amen. For a better tomorrow. Hallelujah. Now to all children in all the world, beginning with Cain, you are beautiful. I can see them. Where do I see them? Their homes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said they are beautiful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are glorious. They are God's heritage. They are precious in the hand of God. Hallelujah. Mm. Remember, like I've said repeatedly in this broadcast, they are God's treasured hope for a new world. Put your spirit at the Lord God. Hallelujah. Remember this always, my children and children of God all over the world. As you grow, remember in your soul, remember in your spirit, and say that, yes, you are a child of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Because even today, as we speak, we have children who have been initiated into cultism. Even today, as we speak, we have children who have been initiated into terror groups. Today, as we speak, we have children who have been initiated into idolatry. Today, as we speak, we have children who have been initiated into thuggery and hooliganism all over the world. Why? And you, the initiators, do you think God is not watching? Let the initiators think not that God will not judge, as it is written. But God will destroy them that destroy the world. God will destroy them that destroy the world. May we never perish.
Amen.
May we never perish.
Amen.
I want the children all over, as you're watching, me, as you're watching this broadcast, this is God's work. This is God's oracle to all children of the world. And we must see it and believe it as such, because God will do something great in our world. Oh, think about it. What will happen 10 years' time if we raise these children the way adults of this age that are doing so much evil were being raised? Now I want you to say after me, and your children, as you watch me, say after me, I am God's heritage.
I am God's heritage.
I am precious in the hand of God.
I am precious in the hands of God.
I am created for a greater future.
I am created for a greater future.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I am God's treasure.
I am God's treasure.
For a new world.
For a new
put
world.
Put us together, put us together. Hallelujah. And this time around, we are going to listen to children around the world that are saying their stand against evil, because we must know that whatever we do on earth, we are laying a foundation. We are planting a seed. Either killed with the sword shall be killed with the sword. Children of God, little children have learned this, and we continue to teach it to them. Children around the world, let's hear them.
Ah, do not kill, that I may not be killed.
Hi friends, I'm Blessed Mary Port Harcourt. I will not hurt that I may not be hurt.
Hey, hello, I'm Olamide from Zimbabwe chapter. Good luck, Makoro Koto. I will not cheat that I may not be cheated.
Hello, my name is Precious Oyobu Solami from Spain. I will not do evil that evil may not haunt me. Thank you. Hola, soy Precious Oyobu Solami de España. No haré mal para que el mal no me persiga. Gracias.
I will not steal that I may not lose that which I cherish most.
Hello.
Always.
Always.
Seek good.
Good.
Be good. Do good.
That's the generation we are raising. These are not parents of the world. I joyfully and boldly proclaim to all and sundry that the promised kingdom of our God is here, that the throne of God and Christ has been established here on earth to deal with that beast, that ancient dragon, Satan the devil, and to cast him away from human world, from human planet. I hereby call on all of us of God's salvation around the world. I call on you to come to God's kingdom. Come here under God's throne. Abide under the throne of God established for our salvation. And be protected from the kindled, the already kindled wrath of God upon all nations. Come into God's throne. Come into God's kingdom. You and your household. To enjoy the peace of God on earth, to enjoy that heavenly condition that has been restricted only to the region of heaven here on earth. Come to God's salvation. Come to the kingdom of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the salvation of God shall be yours.
Amen.
The blessing of God shall be yours.
Amen.
To start doing the will of God as it is done in heaven. That is the basis for that fresh world, for that new world. Remember, the children today are our greater hope for that greater future, our God's treasured hope for that new world. Let us come together and build them strong, because of such is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Bless the beginning of the Lord. Bless the beginning of the Lord.
You have just watched Royal Priest Daniel Ayola, aide and administrator leader of Kayem Holy Throne of the Most High Mission and the preacher of the Kingdom Throne of the Father on Earth. He says, God loves the children of the world. Feel free to contact the messenger for further light on the matter. Also, for restorative prayer and counseling for your child and you. On today, Happy Children Day. Please call us on 080-33-777-996, 080-33-777-996. Our email address is info@kayemholythrone.com.
Children, we are the heritage of the Lord.
Yes, we are.
children. We are the heritage of the Lord. We are heavenly reward. The future of a nation as an arrow in the hands of a mighty man. So are we children. Children. We are the heritage of the Lord. Ready a child, make ready a new world. When you build us so strong, we grow for a better tomorrow.
Lower Lagbara, Benny, I want more.